Bienvenidos to the 50-50 of Spanglish Podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
En este episodio estamos hablando de lo que es la cultura of spilling the tea, soltar la sopa, the chisme. Vamos a hablar de todo eso. No vamos a chismear nosotros, though. Let the people know. Nosotros no somos chismosos, ¿verdad que no?
You clicked on this because of that.
Sorry, we're not here to talk about our chisme, but el chisme en general and how it applies in our culture today and maybe even the consequences that are associated in today's world. I think all this and more
coming up.
Y bienvenidos once again to the 50-50, the Spanglish podcast donde hablamos a little bit like this. Y así también, this is your host Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
Cuando estamos hablando de este tema, no lo quise hacer con la intención de que tú y yo vamos a chismear. Because no somos chismosos tú y yo, babe.
I don't think I am.
Nah.
You know.
First of all, tú no creciste en un lugar muy chismoso. Like your parents were not really the chismoso types, you know.
No, my mom stayed out of it. I don't know if, like, she stayed out of it because no le gustaba or if, like, the family drama. I don't know. That our family growing up was very... No unida. Like, most Hispanics, like, you know? So we were very excluded because they didn't agree with us being of a different religion. So my mom just never heard any of the chisme. And if she did... No lo pasaba a nosotras.
So, like, you know, no había that consistent back and forth del witty del chisme, like, con ustedes,
no,
¿verdad?
No.
I grew up a little bit differently. You know, my mom, you know, my tías y eso, like, les encanta chismear.
See,
you know?
Like, I was exposed to this when I met your family.
I was like, it's a big part of our family, you know?
Sometimes, because of that, I'll ask my mom, like, things, because now, you know, the family accepted, and she's one of six, well, she's one of 13, but, like, she has son seis mujeres, so I'm pretty sure, like, que sí hay, but my mom doesn't really, like, no se involucra,
yeah,
and pues mi papá menos, like, he doesn't really speak to his brothers that way.
Yeah, en ese sentido, no. Y no sé que mi mom sea chismosa, that's not really the thing itself, but I did grow up around it, ¿verdad? And I've noticed that it's not just our families, but, you know, chisme en lo general, it is part of our culture. Yeah. Y no vamos a decir que we're the only cultura que chismea, like, I'm sure other cultures gossip and spill the tea todo el show, pero, like, I feel como que nosotros, like, los latinos and Mexicans in particular,
we
take, like, this whole extra level to it, you know, like, we add that little a little extra spice of drama, you know, like, everything for those novelas, you know, like, no somos noveleros tú y yo, pero I grew up mirando novelas.
Sí, I grew up around that. I mean, y si no lo mirabas en tu casa, era como, like,
chismeaban de las novelas en sí.
Yo no podía ir a México a cortar, porque de niña nos llevaban a México a cortarnos el pelo. And, like, no están las noticias, están las novelas.
Yeah.
You know? Vamos a comer, like, tortas y está en la novela. Like, it's just around.
O tienen un show que, like, habla de, por ejemplo, con el show de hoy o algo así, de, like, it's a morning
they
show.
They catch up and the
they
novela.
Catch up on the novela, you know? Like, so how integrated is chisme en nuestra cultura? Enough to chismear about a fictional story, and it's like, ya escuchaste.
Anoche se quedó en esto, you know?
So we take it to the whole other level of extraness and see. Y mi nana, dude, my nana was the queen de chisme.
Oh, okay.
Like, she knew everything. I don't know how. I don't know how my nana was this, like,
knowledgeable.
She kind of, like,
all-knowing.
You know, like, like the matriarca or patriarca, the one that kind of knows everything that's going on. Like,
¿qué es matriarca?
Like matriarch. I think I'm ¿cómo se dice? La matraca. I think I'm translating bad. El patriarca, you know, like the patriarch, the matriarch, like the Bob Moss. I always think of my nana, like, as, like, the Don of the mafia. De que she knows everything that's going on in her neighborhood type of deal, you know?
Sí.
And my nana, like, even when she was, like, in her older years, dude, when social media, you know, obviously became a thing, She was like, yeah, mijo, ya, y pues ahí escuché. Y no me decía a mí, ¿verdad? Like, first of all. Pero escuchaba a mi nana.
I don't think your family comes to you with chisme.
No, because you know.
We're very good at like, ¿cómo se dice in a nice way? Like.
Nah, a mí no con eso, right?
Yeah.
We don't like to deal with it. Usualmente, we don't want to deal with it. But we can recognize.
And you and I have always put a stop.
Mm-hmm.
And very early on. So I feel como que they leave us out of a lot. Which is great. Keep it up.
Yeah, no, we're totally down with that. Again, nosotros no somos chismosos, pero reconocemos que it is part of our culture, it is part of our family, my upbringing. Y mi nana cuando le decía, pues yo escuché en el Facebook, o yo miré en el Facebook.
No, dilo bien.
Pues en el Face, ahí en el mitotero, I would hear that a lot. En el mitotero,
sí,
escuché.
El mitotero.
And I have no idea because my grandma doesn't have Facebook.
Hablando de chismosos.
Hablando de chismosos, my dog walks in right now. It's like, what are you talking about?
Metiche. Metiche is another word.
Sí, what, you're spilling the beans?
¿Qué significa metiche?
Metiche is like, said, trying to be like a busybody, trying to gather the tea.
Know everything about everyone?
Yeah. And then chismosa is spilling los frijoles themselves, spilling the tea.
Okay.
Right? That would be it. So my nana was like the best. The best when it came to that.
Okay.
So to this day, I still don't know how she quoted Facebook without ever opening Facebook.
Without having a Facebook account.
Without knowing technology. My nana had a flip phone. It's not like she had top of the line.
Es que alguien le dijo a ella.
Sí, claro.
Que estaba allí.
But dang, dude.
And according to her, whatever that person told her was a fact.
My nana would describe a screenshot of a Facebook post. I'm like, what? Nana. Pero fue algo que era parte de mi familia, part of my upbringing. So like now when I think about chisme, I kind of see it with like a, not necessarily with all the negativity that can occur because of chisme.
Uh-huh.
I kind of see it with nostalgia. Is that weird?
It's an endearment.
Is that weird? It's like,
it's a little, to me, it's a little weird. Yeah.
Hablaban mal de la gente. Ay, mi familia. Like to the point that when I got nostalgic of my family, cuando viajamos a la República Dominicana, which if you haven't checked the episode, it's part one, ¿verdad? That
sí.
We talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's part one cuando fuimos to the DR.
Bonus story from that trip.
Bonus story de ese trip. Cuando estábamos en la República, I miss my family. I think I just miss people because you were sleeping. Our friend was sleeping in the other room, and I had just woken up out of my nap.
You did not miss people. We were surrounded by a lot of people all the time.
I think I just missed some type of stimulus.
You missed the drama.
I missed the my brain was not being stimulated because me acaba de levantar.
No.
There was no internet. There was no TV. There was no radio. I had just finished reading my book. So no había
nada. Estabas aburrido.
No había nada que hacer. There was nothing going on. And I couldn't go for a walk because it was kind of like light drizzling, which is nothing para los dominicanos. But
era
it's
como
enough.
Like a midday nap situation. Estábamos dormidas. Y bueno, our friend that went with us and I and you, we were all taking a nap in our significant areas. And all of a sudden, escuchamos gritos and banging in our backyard. And we were like, what is happening?
So what had happened is that la vecina had built this house with her own two hands.
We watched her, guys. We watched her build this house. She sola house. Con un machete.
She built her house. And I think the freeloading family wanted to come in and collect. They wanted to squat on her property, squat inside her house.
Sí.
And she was kicking everybody out.
Eran gritos.
Eran gritos. She was throwing the maletas out, las ollas out. And I was just like, oh, man. And the family was trying to bum rush her in. And I was and I was like, dude, this is all happening. This was all happening right in front of my face, mind you, because la cocina, instead of having a
nuestra
window.
Nuestra cocina.
Yeah, nuestra cocina. Instead of having a window, it had bars and a mesh. So it was era como que el aire libre, ¿no? Estaba abierto.
Sí. Se escuchaba más y el Jesse.
And I was just thinking, I should help. I should do something. Pero again, no entienden, you guys. No había internet, no había radio, no había televisión. I was bored. I had finished reading my book. And I miss my family, mi chismosa, dramatic family. So, ¿qué hice? Agarré una silla y me senté. me senté, and I took it all in. And I was just like,
Once you told me that, kind of what was happening, I went back to the bed.
Yeah. Because you walked in, and I'm just chilling.
And I'm like, what the heck are you doing? You're like, se están gritando allá, mira. creo que está pasando. Creo que porque la Marinela terminó su casa, creo que sus familiares se quieren meter. Mira las maletas, ¡plas! Las maletas. And I was like, that's what's going on. I went back to sleep. I was like, we're not being under attack, right? Okay, cool. Y el Jesse sentado ahí nomás mirando these ladies arguing.
Yep.
There was no fist fight, right?
No.
It was just like a heated conversation.
And pushing and shoving and that's about it, you know. But I was just like,
y el
nice.
Jesse, el Jesse sí como que sentado con el remote, así en like vivo, subiéndole el volume.
En vivo y directo. Ajá, dude. Yo, oh man, I gathered. Yeah, good times indeed. So now I do believe that different types of chisme. I don't want to say that, you know, at least how I interpret it. Por ejemplo, this is solely my interpretation. So si no me creen, cool. That's what you know. Pero I believe that there's the positive type, pero la misma vez pienso como que el chisme, it can be positive, pero it has a tendency or a very, very thin layer of turning negative right away.
Thin layer? You mean like a thin line?
Thin line, andale. Te digo, dude, estoy bien like Spanglished out ahorita, como que like bien translated.
What were you trying to say, thin layer?
I was trying to say thin line. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sí. So, por ejemplo, like in a positive way, when someone says like spreading a good news, like, hey, ¿escuchaste que fulano se casó? Like, ah, qué bueno. Like, that's, for me, that's good chisme. Like, está bien. Like, you know.
Pero that's not chisme.
To you, it's not chisme. To but me, to me, that's it's not, chisme.
To me, it's like, it's just conversation. Porque chisme, para mí, are we there?
A ver, ajá. Uh-huh.
Para mí, chisme es cuando tú estás divulgando algo de alguien que oops, sorry. Que quizás it's not even true. It's not the whole story. It's not the full facts.
But it doesn't have to be a bad thing. Because it'd be like, ay, escuché que esa persona se casó. Did they? Pues así escuché. Oh, okay. I didn't
hear
about that.
I guess.
You know, it's not a bad thing. Si se casó la persona, pues qué bueno. Ah, pues, you know, if si se casaron, good for them.
Pero, ¿lo están diciendo con un tono?
It depends. That's where the
Porque
thin line is.
Porque si fulanita andaba con otro y de repente se casó.
That's where the thin
and
line
like,
is.
¿Escuchaste que fulanita se casó?
Pero,
you know what I'm saying?
Pero apenas tiene rato conociéndolo, ¿cuánto tiene? ¿Como 3 meses? Mm-hmm. Or like, ¿escuchaste que se casó? Like, oh my God, ¿y el vestido? Hola. Qué fea.
¿Y no invitó a fulano?
¿Y no invitó a su tío? Like, no, you know no, what I mean?
All the time that I've heard when it's a negative about a wedding is like, un viudo.
¿Un viudo? What do you mean?
Yeah, like, enviudó y se casó too soon.
Oh, okay.
So that to me is like, ¿escuchaste que fulanito se casó? Like that whole context, pues, that we need,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Para saber si es chismeando o no.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I really do think que, you know, it doesn't have to, but you're right about that. You're absolutely right.
It's I know I am.
Divulgando una información
you.
That you're not really, 100% sure on. De que así te lo contaron, así lo escuchaste, así lo viste, and here you are. Spitting it out to somebody else, right?
Sí.
Now, I do know that que chisme knows no age or no gender because my nana was older y chismeaba, but not only my tías chismeaban, like, you know, I know that, like, for example, Pichu's kids, they're mad chismosos, bro. Yo, let me tell you, Jeremiah, that guy has a problem. It's the guy that's chismeando all the time.
He's just giving you a play-by-play of the situation of everyone at the time.
He knows everything of everything. Yeah. Or he thinks he does at the very least, you know?
Yeah.
But again, it's
no
not...
No lo hace con malicia.
No lo hace con malicia. It doesn't have to be a bad chisme. I think it's a way of them, like, expressing de que when cuando estamos hablando and we're having the conversation, oh, that's their way of having something to add to, you know?
Yeah.
It's a type of inclusion. Que de que, ah, Simón, parte de la familia, a ver, que, what do you know about this subject? Jeremiah, you know,
sí,
sabes
sí.
de esto.
I guess.
So, pero la misma vez, my tíos, it's not just my tíos que son chismosas. My tíos son chismosos también, and they're not as fun. Their chisme is not as fun, man. I don't see their chisme as a nostalgic, ay, que like, you know, casi son, you know, la raza's got la raza type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like, their chisme is like when they're usually upset at somebody.
Pesado.
Sí, like it's like, oy, like who hurt you, dude? My gosh.
So, they'll tell you who.
Yeah, and they'll tell you who, and they'll be like, and this is why, and by the way, they're fat. I'm like, what? Like super crazy, like you know what I'm saying? Like, pero el punto es de que la cultura en sí, our culture, you know, we have chisme in us. Y nosotros, like, we make an active choice de no ser chismosos, and here's my reason why behind it. Here's the biggest reason que a mí, en particular, no me gusta so much this part of our cultura, digamos, or our upbringing, or what we're exposed to. I feel de que muchas veces el problema, la gente que se dedica a ser chismosos, you know, when a person lives only to spill the tea and just regurgitate the information as they encountered it sin pensarla. They're not really thinking of its implications or consequences. Y claro, conocemos eso, pero now that we're in a world de que hay tanta información coming at you at any given moment, mm-hmm. we're surrounded by information, and not all information is correct. And I think de que hoy día, el famoso de que, ay, pues así me lo contaron, like, it's not really, I don't know, it shouldn't be an excuse anymore.
It shouldn't, and no nomás excusa, pero it shouldn't be taken as a fact.
That's the thing.
Así me lo contaron, o así lo escuché.
Mm-hmm. Así lo vi yo. I'm just sharing the information. Like, really, yeah, stop and ask yourself, what are you sharing here? Because I think it really sets a dangerous habit with the amount of fake news that surround us today. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fake news ahorita all around us. Y sharing a fake news article to somebody, it's not just like, oh, isn't that interesting? It could potentially harm someone else.
Yeah.
Because it can cause una influencia that makes them not take a certain safety precaution, or, you know, do a certain thing that may be riskier than the alternative thing that happens to be true versus the more wildly spread fake news side of it.
Well, I remember when the pandemic started and we were doing the call center at the health department, nos llegó información. Había mucha, mucha información que empezó, you know, a fluir. And I feel like 95% of our job was to correct rumors.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it spreads like this. Or no, you can get it like this. No, the symptoms are these. And obviously, era algo tan nuevo que pues había muchas speculations from all kinds of, you know, índoles. Pero pues, fuentes confiables has always been like our thing. You have to find a factual reference for these things. And it was just Mexicanos or Hispanics, it también, you know, Americanos. But then we found a reportaje that came to us, right, through the, but we're public health. And it was that the amounts of suicides had gone up because of rumors.
Really?
Yes.
So because
you
they
remember
were,
I shared it with
you. Oh, because they were being overwhelmed, ¿verdad?
The anxiety shot up because mm-hmm. of the amount of insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
That whole sense of, am I going to die? You know, like,
what's happening?
Like, what's happening? Y escuchan una cosa, escuchan otra cosa. No, you know, it was all too much that Maricopa County suicide rates went up.
And
it was
so
talking,
sad.
That article was talking
that's
about
so
how
sad.
if you don't have a factual reference, do not share it, because it was all through social media. Ese malito WhatsApp.
I know, el WhatsApp is going to bring the death of all Latinos. Eh? It really yeah. is, because it's too easy to share. And that's exactly
it's too easy to share, and it's very quick
to spread,
to lose the. Mm. The source.
Yes.
To lose the source. Like, yes. Where did this come from?
And that's where I make, esa es la conexión that I'm making. I feel de que nuestra cultura del chisme, it's so integrated with us de que, you know, we allow it to keep continuing to spread fake news like wildfire. Y lo hemos visto so much mm-hmm. with COVID, desde el que empezó la pandemia.
Yeah.
From we're all gonna die, yeah. from no one's gonna die. Like, it had one extreme or the other. You know, mm-hmm. that it's airborne. Oh, COVID is airborne.
Mask, no mask.
You know, ay, pues así me dijeron. Ay, pues así me contaron. Like, when you are embracing ese chisme and the fake news side, mm-hmm. the fact that las personas que son más dadas a, you know, cada quien sabemos quién es nuestro familiar o nuestro amigo chismoso, right? Like, we know who they are, you know? So, personas como esas, they're the ones, unfortunately, that are potentially putting others in danger. And that's my problem with it.
They're causing chaos. And that's why I shared that article with, like, your family and my family and, mm-hmm. like, friends that I knew. Not particularly porque pensaba que son chismosos, but si te llega información a ti
de tu amigo chismoso,
de tu amigo pariente chismoso, don't share it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it there.
Pump the brakes, man.
Yeah.
Because even now that we're in the vaccine section, mm-hmm. like, ay, pues yo escuché que alguien se enfermó. How do you verify that?
Doña, and like, there are formas confiables, de artículos confiables, de resources, references confiables, que hablan de las vacunas, right?
And the adverse reactions.
And what the testing and the trials and the everything that, because this wasn't just like una receta que hicieron en una cocina y órale, you know, like this underwent
a lot of research, a lot of funding, a lot of brain power. Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's like, read those articles.
Except that those articles don't catch on. But that doesn't catch on. What catches on is the WhatsApp or the Instagram post.
The BuzzFeed.
You know, I'm not even blaming BuzzFeed. I'm blaming our culture. I'm blaming our culture de que las personas chismosas se les hace tan fácil to share this. Mm-hmm. Y luego when we call them out, ay, pues no sé. Yo nomás estoy compartiendo. Yo nomás así lo escuché o así lo vi. Like, no.
Or like we heard today, they just read the headline and they don't read the whole article.
We got to pump the brakes when it comes to that. That cannot be.
Everything is clickbait.
An excuse, you know? Yeah. It really cannot be. Because ahora porque cuando dicen, oh, porque yo escuché que alguien se enfermó, entonces yo no quiero la vacuna. You're basing your, you know, I'm not saying do this or do that. Make up your own mind, pero por favor, don't go off a chisme. Like, don't use the chisme as your deciding factor of, ah, because of this one unverifiable story of this one person X que se enfermó, I'm not going to do it. What? Like, and I feel like, I don't know. Like, I know that chisme has no age, no gender, but is it me or is it my own bias? I feel que, like, las doñas mayores are more susceptible to it.
Pues, they've been the face of chisme for a long time. And, you know, as a woman, I don't speak for all women because, you know. But, and then women kind of spite back y dicen like, pero los hombres también, you know?
Sí, somos chismosos, for sure, yeah.
It's true, but I feel como que like notoriously known, women, and a women of a certain age and women of a certain demographic,
and
I don't know.
And I know that que es mucho involucrado, like I know that part of the misinformation is part of the lack of education in the first place. I know that the generational thing is because lack of resources. I know that it's a lot involved. I know it's the marginalism que pasó, the systemic, you know, institutions that were placed. Todo eso lo entiendo. Pero yo conozco gente de muy pocos recursos que viven en ranchos that know that if you don't know if it's true, keep it to yourself or take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
So it's not just because if you're uneducated or if you're low resources, you're bound to be chismosos. No, because hemos conocido gente que no es de ese tipo.
I don't know what it is, because I really don't. Maybe it's just what surrounds you.
Maybe.
I don't know. Because like we said originally in the beginning, like that was you were surrounded by that.
I was.
And you missed the drama.
And I think that a big reason why my familia like se daba un chisme al otro, no necesariamente, it wasn't always con malicia. I think it was just a way of passing the time. Like and that's where I think the hidden danger is. Like I think when someone is passing a fake news article, digamos en este caso of how to protect yourself against a pandemic, no lo están haciendo pasando con malicia, con la intención of hurting people. They're just doing it to pass the time. Y al no hacer cuenta, they are indirectly hurting other people. So,
pero hay gente que sí se la cree, Jesse.
That's the problem.
Que sí se la cree. Y honestamente te están compartiendo esto porque te quieren. And to that, I say thank you, right? But I don't pass it on. If it doesn't fact check me, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm like, and then like,
mil veces like prefiero those, in the WhatsApp, you know, conversation, los groups que te meten a veces randomly.
Sí.
Mil veces prefiero los super deep fried pictures of del cafecito que diga buenos días, acá sonriendo.
Y el teddy bear con los corazoncitos.
Ajá. Mil veces prefiero eso que la leche te causa cáncer. Deja de tomar leche. Pero mira este queso que probé. Like, what? Like, you know, like, no, a mil veces prefiero the corny stuff than the fake news stuff. The corny stuff me enfada también. Pero at least it's not killing anybody. Nobody died because of buenos días con un corazoncito, frijolito.
And anybody on social media se puede decir doctor.
Sí.
Honestamente.
Ay, no. ¿Cuántos doctores no hay personalities? Like, oh, el doctor tal de tal. And they're like giving out their self-help, you know, things. And it's just like,
they're basically motivational speakers.
And they're saying like
doctors.
The most basic thing in the world. They're literally saying what we're saying right now, except that we're not charging $1 million. Like, yeah. hey, verify your information.
And don't have like really fake teeth. I feel like they all have really fake teeth. Is it just me?
I don't know. Creo que estás chismeando de ellos.
They're all tanned.
Estás chismeando de ellos.
They're all tanned and they have fake teeth. Fake looking teeth. Kind of like Ross in that episode of Friends.
Oh, dude. Yes, that's
true. Don't they all look like that?
I mean, I don't want to generalize y chismear de la gente, pero... So that's our whole take on chisme. Like, it's parte de nuestra cultura, claro. I grew up around it, sure. We are super extra when it comes to it, pero we have to learn how to hold these things accountable. We can't just be spreading everything that comes our way because it's a way to pass the time or it's because that's how we grew up. Like, hay más peligro soy. Siempre hubo, obviamente, like un chisme mal puede like lastimar la reputación de una persona, puede lastimar la vida de una persona, but now it's so easy to do it at such a grander scale. That's the part that really worries me. I don't know. We pass this question on to the readers. Like, is this something that you guys agree with? Late with the readers. Just this. Mm-hmm. I pass this on to the listeners. You guys agree with this? En parte de nuestra cultura del chisme, it's easier. It contributes to easier spreading of fake news. Are the older generation doñas more susceptible? Let us know.
Y dones.
Y lo, I mean, I'm asking specifically las doñas because I feel que son las doñas. Los dones, like, you know, I feel que son bien tercos, especially like the dones that are set in their ways and they're not going to change, you know, that they don't even care about real news también. Yeah, they're a problem also, pero I don't know. Yo le voy a echar el dedo a las doñas. Yo voy a chismear de que las doñas están chismeando. Acá, no, no, no.
Hot take.
So, do you agree with us? Let us know. Share your experiences with us in cuanto a esto.
Tell us how many WhatsApp groups you have.
You've
been succumbed unwillingly? Is that the word?
Like when you wake up and there's like a notification because you've been added to 5 random groups and there's like 30 messages on your WhatsApp and you're like,
Or is your mom or dad spreading
fake news?
Not fake news, but like questionable news.
Questionable resources
on Facebook and WhatsApp. Let us know, man. We're with you.
Yeah, we understand your pain. We're trying to see how we can pump the brakes on this one. Y como siempre, everybody, thank you for listening to
The 50-50.
And that was it for our episode on The 50-50 en cuanto a la cultura del chisme. Okay, ahora que ya todos dejaron de escuchar, ¿de quién quieres chismear?
Jesse.
No es cierto. Vibe check. You passed the vibe check, babe. Good job. No, pero en serio.
I don't like chismosas. I don't like chismeando.
No, you've never been that. That's something I've always liked about you. You know
what it is? I feel like we were always talked about when I was little. That I know what it's like to be on the other side. Mm. So I don't, no pago con la misma moneda. Kind of vibe.
No, that's a good vibe. That's one of the many reasons I like you.
If I meet you and I feel como que you're just chismeando and you're just, you know everything about everybody else and you know, you want to know everything about everybody else and you ask like really invasive questions, I don't trust you. Because I'm like, if I open up my life to you, what you're going to go and tell everybody else.
That's a really good way of looking at it. I don't know why, pero cuando yo think of yo pienso del chisme de mi familia, I think of it so endearing. I don't know why, but like, yeah, there's people that can be really sneaky about the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, and babe, no, it's not.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, I agree with you.
It's not okay.
It's not. it's not okay.
It's not like a cup of hot chocolate, like, time. To you, it's like, aw, home.
Yeah. It's part of my upbringing. I don't know why. I still look at it and it's like, mis tías. Chismosas. Alright, if you guys enjoyed this episode, feel free to check out our website. It is the5050.com, the-5050.com. Check out our Instagram. We're super active there. It is the-50fifty, the5050. That's our handle. Feel free to, you know, leave us a message, drop a private message, say hi, all that good stuff. We're here to reach out and also answer our questions. But then, like, do you guys deal... How do you guys deal with chisme? ¿Cómo lo ven ustedes? Like, do you guys agree on the sense that if chismes collaborate or contribute to the amount of fake news que vemos, especialmente en nuestra comunidad? So, I'd be interested to see what the answers are to that one there. And quick shout out to our sponsors también, the 50-50 Media.
Oh my gosh.
50-50 Media, babe, this is our own business, man. We're out here doing it.
We're doing it.
We're doing it, man. If you guys want to start a podcast, if you guys want to do a consultation regarding how to start one from the ground up, from the idea process to the writing of the episode, the scripting, the post, the editing, the hardware that you need, whatever it is, we're here to help. We can help out with the all parts of the process itself, like I said, from consulting to the editing portion. Let us, you know, take care of those needs for you, and you're supporting small local businesses. Así que, the 50-50 Media, it's one of the many things that we do. I just want to leave it like that, así como que, like, one of the many things, because I feel like I can do anything, so.
Oh, wow.
Así lo voy a dejar.
Confident.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And guys, muchas gracias por todo. And again, thank you all for listening to
The 50-50.